Okay, so when I buy a carcass, I buy a set price per kilo. And obviously some cuts are more valuable than others. Therefore, if the percentage of these high-value cuts is higher in a carcass, it's much more beneficial for me. Similarly, I've got I'm looking for what the customer wants, basically, which is steaks that have a good cover of fat, are a good colour, have some marbling in there if they're lucky, basically, and they want a product that was ethically raised. They know where it comes from and how it was slaughtered and processed. So for me, it comes back to, on the carcass as a whole, I like a moderate-sized animal because customers don't like half-kilo Scotch fillet steaks. I like an animal that has a moderate amount of muscling because we find that if they're heavily muscled in the low-value areas, it brings down the total value of my carcass and I get less return off it. Again, from that, I'm looking for moderate fat cover. Too much fat, then I'm having to cut off the fat and throw it in the bin. If there's too little, people don't want to eat it. It's not appealing to them. And yeah, that's basically what we're looking for, a nice moderate-sized animal, moderate muscling, moderate fat cover, and just evenness and consistency through the animal.
And if you're the farmer producing this kind of animal, you know, there's a certain way that you might be thinking is working, but how can you translate what you're doing on the farm to what people are wanting to buy in the shop and what you're looking for in a carcass?
Okay, so I think as a farmer, there is a obviously there's MSA, which is quite controversial, but for me as a butcher, quite often that's all I have to go by. So what MSA does for me is gives me a minimum level of quality for my meat. So I know that I'm not going to have any animals that are dark cutting. I'm not going to have any problems that I might have if I buy a non-MSA animal. So for me, MSA is handy. So a producer can help themselves by going through and learning about the MSA grading and what each of their columns mean and what each of their scores mean, and go through and see why their animals did not get MSA, whether it was due to meat colour or fat colour or marbling or ossification or whatnot, and just actually learn what each trait means and how that affects the end product.
Is that a way to try and improve the returns that you're getting on an animal?
I think so, because it's the same for the producer, is that if there's no returns on an animal, there's no incentive to pay more. And the processor isn't making millions of dollars off your animals anyway. It's everyone in this production line is living tight. So for me, I need to get, for example, if I need to get $9 a kilo without including my rent and my power and whatnot, I really need to make sure that I'm getting a return from that animal. So as MSA as a guide, the price per kilo that I pay for an MSA to a non-MSA product, there is a difference in there. You know, the MSA product is more expensive because it's a guaranteed or somewhat guaranteed product. So I think if you are not getting the price per kilo that you want and what other people might be getting, it's worth looking at your MSA and, as I said before, learning what it means. And there is a reason for getting penalties on your payments, and it's worth investigating what they are and why, and looking at your production system and maybe thinking about it or making changes to come in line with what people want, because ultimately the consumer is who pays us. So if the product does not suit the consumer, we don't get paid, or we don't get paid as much.
You have described to us what you'd like to see in, you know, in a carcass, and it's, as you said, that even fat distribution and certain qualities in your cut of meat. Can you tell us, you know, what that looks like in the animal on the farm, and is there a way to look from the outside and get and kind of know what's going on inside?
Yeah, definitely. My background before I started butchering, I was showing cattle for my school and doing working with the lead steers, the hoof and hook steers. And so part of my interest came from looking at an animal and thinking they look good and not understanding why they weren't doing so well on the hook. There's a few things that you can look at the animal with a knowledge of with your cuts. So if you know what the cuts are, where they come from on the animal, that's the anatomy of the animal, then you can appreciate a well-muscled top line, fat cover. Most farmers are pretty good with fat cover. So you can feel, you can learn to tell by touch whether they're even, whether it's an appropriate amount of fat on there, you know, and even wasty animals, people, actually farmers are quite good at that too already. And being able to tell that an animal's wasty, you know, if you've got sort of an animal with a big stomach and, you know, a big fatty brisket and long legs, then you're going to cut more off. So it's not going to be as valuable per kilo because you're wasting so much of that carcass. For things you can't see, because you can't tell everything from looking at an animal, that's where MSA comes in. That's the joy with MSA, is that that gives you your ribeye area, it gives you your marbling, your fat colour, your meat colour, ossification. Like, MSA tells you what you cannot see. So I think using that visual appraisal and your MSA scores is a good way to see where your animals are and if they're on track.
And do you think that there should be more of a push to kind of encourage producers to look at their animals and to think more about what the consumer's wanting at the other end?
Well, ultimately it's up to them, because they're producing the animals, so it's what market they want to go for, whether they want to open multiple markets and give them the ability to sell into multiple markets as well, open up their options for themselves. If they're happy doing what they're doing, then great. But if they want to go that step further, of course, education about your field is definitely a better way in any industry to get ahead and to become more innovative and be able to make more of a profit.